my good friend, friend of the show, Symetra Tour favorite, fan favorite. We love her. Daniela Iacobelli, welcome into the show.
What's going on, guys?
Now, did I oversell it a little?
I mean, I don't think so. I think you did a great job. I'm going to hire you as my hype man.
Maybe I should be the guy on the first tee who gets to talk everybody up.
Yes, that'd be perfect. You clearly have the radio voice.
And the face. Thanks. I knew you were thinking that. This guy's got a face for radio. I knew you were thinking that. Daniela, I was so excited this week while I was following the action up at Tullymore. I'm interested in the course. I'm interested in all of our other events. But to watch this leaderboard, how great did that feel to come out with the win?
It was, despite what the photo looked like on my reaction, it was very overwhelming. It was a great tournament. It was so much fun, and I was very pleased to be able to miraculously pull it off. I don't know what happened. The golfing gods were in my favor that week.
I think there was a little more than luck and the favor of the gods. I mean, you've had a great year, and it seemed to be building to this. What has sort of come into form that helped the planets align for you in your game?
I mean, honestly, I haven't really taken too many days off. Since the first of the year, I told myself I was just really going to work this year and try to get things done. So I've been grinding pretty good, hustling some of the boys at the club in the off season. it's paying off. I'm learning a lot about my game and about the game of golf itself. So it's a constant learning experience, but I think I'm, at least for now, I figured it out a little bit.
Well, but working so hard and now the Symetra Tour season being longer than it has ever been, I mean, are you concerned about fatigue? Are you concerned about being able to maintain the grind for the whole season?
Not really. I'm kind of addicted, I would say, to golf. Today's been my first real day off in probably, I mean, what month are we in? July. So probably my first real day off in probably 5 months. And it's killing me. I don't know what to do with myself. Fortunately, it's raining, so I don't feel that bad about it.
Well, all right. So you got to take. What do you do with yourself? You've taken a day off. It's raining. How do you spend your time when you can't get out there and play? When your commitment is to continue practicing.
Well, fortunately enough, I'm in Michigan. That's where I was born and raised. My dad still lives up here. I have family, friends, and all that. So currently, I'm visiting with some family friends. And yesterday, I played golf with dad. And today, we kind of ran around town and got some errands done because, you know, the season's only halfway through, so I had to go get the car checked up and just got to do a lot of the downtime stuff basically to prepare myself for the rest of the season. So I don't know if it was too much of a day off.
Well, and did you find an ATM that would take the big cardboard check?
I mean, so badly want to do that.
If you do it, post it on YouTube. I want to see you trying to jam that thing in some Wells Fargo machine.
Walk into the front of the bank.
Yeah,
excuse me, can I cash this?
Well, okay. So I mean, speaking of the big check, I mean there are serious ramifications to winning that amount of money for you. I mean, the first 3 years that we were running the event here in Charlotte, the tour was there were fewer events. We had 12, 13 events, and so one win virtually assured you were going to end the season in the top 10 in the money list and make the LPGA Tour for the next year. Now, with twice as many events, it takes more than one victory. Do you wish you could go back in time?
Not really. I like the way the season is now because now it's not just if you win an event, you get your card. I mean, everybody can have a good week. Let's be serious. It's golf. Everything can just show up one week, but I feel like to prove yourself to be on the LPGA, you need to do it throughout the season. If you can consistently be in the top 10, the top 5, the top 15, you're proving yourself. And, you know, by looking at my stats and stuff, my scoring average is the lowest it's ever been. I've had the most rounds I've ever had in the 60s in a season. I'm second leading birdies. I'm first leading eagles. So, I mean, the stats are there, and it's showing that I'm playing the good golf. And I feel like that's what's going to give me the confidence going into the second half of the season and hopefully going into the LPGA next year.
Well, and anyone who isn't, you know, really familiar with the tour in our area, they got to come out and see it because the level of play is – every year it seems to be exponentially more competitive. Have you felt that?
Oh, yeah. They got to be putting something in the grass or I don't know what it is. These young kids are coming out, and it's crazy. I mean, when I was in college – I wanted to enjoy college, but these kids are just busting their butts and grinding it out, and they're coming out and they're killing it. I mean, I go back to when I was in college, and I didn't have those kind of numbers. I didn't have those kind of stats or that kind of consistency. And I think that's the most impressive part to me, is these younger kids are so consistent. And Jordan Spieth's a prime example. I mean, look at what he's done and how consistent he is. That's not something you can really teach someone. And it's really impressive to see the caliber of players that are on the Symmetra Tour, for sure.
Well, and now, as the rest of the season lays out ahead of you, are you planning to play all of them? Are you taking some time off? There's another big chunk coming up. I know that some of these 4 and 5 week swings, some of the players will take a week off. Are you looking at the rest of the schedule as you're going full time, or are you going to take some time off? What do you think?
Oh, no, I'm going every single one.
Every single one?
Absolutely.
All right, so
that's the dream. That's the dream, right?
It really is. I mean, and that's one of the things that I sell here in Charlotte and tell people, they got to get out there and see you guys play and get involved in the Pro-Am and all those kinds of things, because the appreciation that you all have for the life that you're living and the how amazing it is to have achieved what you've done, I think it's the least jaded group of professional athletes I've ever been around.
I could definitely concur with that. I mean, there's a lot of girls that are struggling. I mean, we've split in hotels with other girls, sharing rental cars. You stay with host housing to cut back on costs. You're doing 2 for $20 meals at Applebee's and Outback to save money, because you're on the road for 30 weeks and you eat out almost every single day. It's like you learn to be frugal and you learn to be smart. And when something like this happens, when you win something like that, it's like, I mean, I was very happy to wake up and take dad to breakfast. That was the highlight of my winnings,
well,
right there.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things, the equation that I always, it kind of goes through my mind when I think about this is, you have to finish in the top 29 or top 30 just to get your entry fee back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. So you guys are out there working harder than – you talk about the hardest working people in showbiz. You guys are out there working harder than anybody. Danielle, I'm in the studio today with Davis Troxler from the North Carolina Golf Academy. He's got a question for you.
First of all, congratulations.
And thank you so much, David.
If you could kind of go through the birdie putt on 18.
I think 18 as a whole itself was for me, it was really awesome. I don't know if anybody got to see pictures of it. If you go online to the Tullymore website, you can kind of see pictures of it. It's yardage wise, it's a reachable par 5. To the pin, I had probably 185 to the pin. It's over water, and there's two huge trees that are blocking it. And somehow I felt like if I could get anything onto the green or up on the front of the green and try to make my birdie, I knew I could post the 16, and I would have to make the one person in the group behind me birdie the hole.
Right.
So I hit a great drive. I hit a spectacular 6-iron right to the front of the green, and ironically, I was in a replaced divot. And I paced it off. It was 41 yards to the pin, and I knew I couldn't chip it. I was really scared about taking that divot with me and putting it to 5 feet and then forcing myself to two-putt for a par. So I whipped out the putter and had a 123-foot putt that probably broke 4 times and went over 2 elephant humps. I mean, it was crazy. And it went long about 12 feet, and it was a downhill left-to-righter, which I think is the least favorite putt you would want to ever win a tournament for a right-handed putter anyway. And as soon as I hit it, it was right on the line, but I didn't think it was going to have enough pace. But when it dropped, that crowd, I think I still have dreams about that crowd. They were so, I've never heard a golf crowd be so loud for me in my life. And when I picked the ball out of the hole, I put it in my pocket, I couldn't even write my score on the scorecard. I was shaking so bad from pure adrenaline from the crowd. It was remarkable.
That's awesome.
Now,
yeah, it was really cool.
Now, Daniela, as you're going through your round, I mean, it was tight, obviously, at the end. Do you scoreboard watch, or are you just out there golfing the ball?
I mean, out on the Symmetra Tour, we usually have like 2 to 3 scoreboards. And I thought in my head before I teed off that 16 under would be a good number. And I knew what I had to do it. So I start off the day with a kind of a silly bogey, to say the least. And then I get to the next hole and I hole out for eagle. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. this isn't very normal.
This could
and
happen.
I knew I kind of had to hit the gas pedal the rest of the round, and I reevaluated my round afterwards, and I genuinely think I had 14 birdie opportunities almost in a row coming in.
That's incredible. First, where'd you take your dad to breakfast?
Oh, he goes to his usual spot at the usual time and orders the usual. So,
all right, but you picked up the tab.
It was me and about 8 other guys, and I made sure I bought breakfast for all of them. So it was fun.
And when you have this breakthrough moment, and it's so amazing. And who goes through your mind at that time? I mean, I can't even imagine.
The speech afterwards is the hardest thing ever, because they give you the sheet and you got to run through and you got to thank all the people that made it possible: the sponsors, the superintendent, the volunteers, the staff, the crowds, the community. And by the time you start running through all that, I mean, it takes a couple minutes and you feel bad for these guys. You're like, I don't want to, you know, bore you guys with anything, but there's so many people who made this a possibility for me. And I feel like every time I get the opportunity to thank people, I'm always forgetting someone. The first time I won, I forgot to thank my dad. This time, I had my mom on FaceTime crying, and I didn't call my dad till like 2 hours later. And I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I guess that's something I might have to learn too, is how to thank people.
Yeah. Well, hey, wouldn't that be a great problem to have? I need to get better at thanking people while holding a giant cardboard check.
First world problem.
Yeah. Well, all right. I want to ask you a little bit about practice. Is it, you know, our listeners are golf junkies, and I really want to know, and I ask a lot of our tour players this: if I gave you just an hour at the practice facility, you've got an hour, how do you divide your time?
Well, an hour is just under what I do for a warm-up for a tournament. So I'll start with probably 10 or 15 sand wedges, hit a few gap wedges, and then depending on, you know, what I feel like that course is going to kind of require me to hit, you know, a couple 9-irons, a couple 8-irons. Usually then I just hit a few 7-irons, a couple 5-irons, 3-wood, driver, and then I always finish with probably 10 soft-hand lob wedges just to find my tempo, mm-hmm. and then I putt for 20 minutes, and that's usually right around an hour and 10 minutes.
And then you try to not go out and bogey the first hole and have to get an eagle on the second hole. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, all that preparation, you make bogey, but then you come back with the eagle. So
awesome.
Warm-up helped, I guess.
Well, Daniela, personally, professionally, the community, we're all so proud of you here in Charlotte. And you know, good luck, continued success, and thanks for joining us today on the Golf Shop Show.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.